אני רוצה להזמין את שי דנון לעלות ולהראות לנו סרטון מדהים. בבקשה.
חזק וברוך. טוב, נעשה את זה קצר. היי, כן. אז ביקשתי מדייוויד אייק להקליט 5 דקות מסר עבורכם, עבורנו, עבור הכנס הזה. הוא לא יכול היה להיות בלייב כי הוא בנסיעות היום. בכל אופן, הקלטתי איתו לפני כמה ימים שידור, ואמרתי לו 5 דקות, יצא 13, דייוויד אייק. מדי פעם אני קופץ פה, וזה רק בשביל להיכנס לשידור, דייוויד, יא, אז כאילו, אז מדי פעם תראו את התמונה שלי, יחס הפנימה ויוצאת, אבל מה שחשוב זה מה שהוא אומר, ואחרי זה אני אסכם את זה, וגם תודה לאלון על מה שאמר, זה אני חושב מילים כדורבנות. בואו נשמע את דייוויד, אתה שם אותו?
היי דייוויד, איך אתה עושה, מייט?
Good. Yeah, very good. Despite everything.
Despite everything. Excellent. It's good to see you. We have this really special conference in Israel. And the hall is full with people now. And more people will see it afterwards. And, you know, to make a long question short, at this crucial time we live in, really important times, what is your message, or should I say special message, to the people of Israel who are wide awake, they stand the ground, they know reality, what is your message to them in this crucial time?
Well, we're talking to the people of Israel, but actually we're talking to the people of the world.
Absolutely.
Because what is happening in Israel is happening everywhere. Why? Because there's a global agenda being orchestrated by what I call a global cult that is orchestrating a global dystopia. And it's happening everywhere. What's happening in Egypt is happening in Israel. What's happening in Israel is happening in London. What's happening in London is happening in America, and so on and so forth. So we're all in this together. And it's not so much country boundaries, it's state of consciousness. You know, there's people in all the different countries of the world who, like the audience today, are awakening to the fact that the world is not like they thought it was. And they're awakening to the fact that there is this dystopian agenda unfolding before their eyes. And then there is a vast number of people that still can't see it, or they may be able to see it, but they really don't want the consequences of doing anything about it, or consequences that they fear will happen if they do. So the end of tyranny has always depended on one group of people. The tyrannies are introduced by group number one just doing whatever authority tells them without question, believing what they're told without question. Group number two says, I don't want to do it, but what are the consequences for me of doing it? So, or not doing it, so I will do it, and I'll join group number one. And they are the two mentalities that have been responsible for every tyranny in history. Because fascism and communism, whatever, they're not brought in by fascists and communists. There's never enough of them. They're brought in by the population acquiescing to fascists and communists. And so the third group represented here today, and they're like all around the world, and it's a group that's getting bigger, is that which looks at what's going on, can see what's going on, and will not cooperate with what's going on. And we, therefore, are the group, the state of consciousness that is left with, well, the gift in many ways, but certainly the responsibility of heading the world off from a tyranny, the like of which we have never seen in known human history, because of the control system that's planned, run by artificial intelligence. So you look at the perceived consequences of refusing to cooperate. And people might say, oh, I really don't want to do that. You know, I'd rather conform. Well, I would say this. Think of the consequences of not refusing to obey tyranny now. Because we can start to see, some of us have been pointing it out for a very long time, but we can now start to tangibly see where this is going. A situation where artificial intelligence will control everything, including what you think through a connection to the human brain. And this is not sci-fi fantasies. This is what is planned and is being talked about. A digital currency, which is programmable, so it can dictate what it buys and what you buy and what you don't buy. A situation in which parents are going to lose control of their children and the state's going to decide everything. A state that is beyond evil, and you can see that in country after country all over the world. And the cult that controls those governments is beyond evil. So this is what awaits us if we just acquiesce. If we think, oh no, it's too much of a challenge, I'm going to just go with it. And so people say, what can we do? Well, what I would say is, get a pocket calculator and put the numbers in. 8 billion human beings, apparently. What, 9 million in Israel. And the number of people who are in full knowledge of what they're doing, compared with that, is extraordinarily small. This global cult, if you got to the core of the core of the core, where it's all coming from and this whole dystopia is coming from, ultimately, you'd get them into a single room. Now, it is simply not possible for 8 billion people, 9 million in Israel, to be controlled by a relative handful unless the billions and the millions acquiesce to that control. And what we've got to realize, and what people in uniform have got to start to realize too, in the military and the police force, is that they are imposing upon the people a dystopia, the like of which that humanity has not seen in known human history, like I say, and they're imposing it on their own families and their own children, as well as themselves. Because this cult at its core is so small, it has to recruit its enforcers from the target population. So what you have is people in uniform who are from the population, of the population, imposing the will of the few on the population. That's a form of insanity. What are we doing? And if we just realize that authority has no power. Netanyahu has no power. The Knesset has no power. None of them have any power. The power they recycle back against us is our power given to them in the form of acquiescence. If Netanyahu and his cabinet, his cowboy cabinet, say, we've had a discussion and this is what's going to happen. If enough people in Israel say, not doing it. No, won't do that, no. Where's the power? You cannot impose on millions of people in Israel if those people will not play their part by acquiescing to that control. It's not possible. And more people around the world are starting to see this in places like London with the digital camera environmental excuse in positions of control. But they're not having it anymore. And we have a choice. We're at this fork in the road now. And down there, going where we've gone, is tyranny. The like of which we've never seen. In another direction is freedom. And that choice has to be made now. It can't be delayed anymore. It's got to be made now. Are we going to acquiesce to tyranny, or are we going to live, express freedom, whatever consequences that may bring us in the short term? Because if we don't stand up to this en masse, then what they have been working towards, not just for decades, but for hundreds of years and beyond, will come to fruition. Not sometime over the rainbow, in the next few years.
Yeah.
So we need to look our children in the eye and our grandchildren in the eye and tell them that, oh, we're too frightened to stand up to this. We would rather just keep our head down. Explain to them when the tyranny is in place what we were doing when the tyranny was imposed. See if that makes any sense to them. What were you doing, Mummy and Daddy, when this tyranny came in? Oh, I was just too frightened to do anything, dear. Or people in uniform, I was helping to impose it, dear. These are the things we have to face now. We are not talking about something that's coming sometime over the rainbow. It's here. And we now have to stand up and do something about it. And the realization that authority has no power is the number one starting point. Once we realize that and then take the power they appear to have, which is our power, back, then we'll see where the real power is, because it's a gigantic con trick that's going on. Authority is kidding, manipulating the population to believe that authority has power, so the population will acquiesce to that power. The truth is, that power is our power, and so we are in control of whether we give it away or not. And when we stop, when we say no, you know, people talk about the word yes. Oh, yes, that's positive. No, oh, that's negative. No, it's not. We got into this situation, into this mess globally, by saying yes, 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 over and over again. Yes, sir. No, sir. What do you say, sir? Yes, sir. No. No is the word that's going to bring down the tyranny, because yes has created it. No, we're not going to comply with our own enslavement. And it's not too difficult now to look and see how the nature of that enslavement and the laws coming in to that end, what they look like and what the plan is. So anything to do with that plan, whether it's 15-minute cities, smart cities, whatever, digital currencies, the end of cash, anything that is clearly designed to control us more and more fiercely, we must say no to. We must not comply with it. And if we don't, then the house of cards will come down, because we are the ones holding it together.
David Icke, thank you very much from the people of Israel. And thank you for obviously all the work you've been doing over the last few decades. God bless you. God bless us all. Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you, mate. And all the best with the conference.
Cheers. Thank you.
תודה. תחזיר את זה.